This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Up next, it's time for our weekly movie review with Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
Here I am.
And this week, you watched the science fiction action thriller Oxygen. For the most part, it's been praised by critics. Audiences not quite as enthusiastic as the critics. What's your take?
With newly released thrillers, The Woman in the Window, directed by Joe Wright, and Those Who Wish Me Dead, directed by Taylor Sheridan, mainstream film looked promising last weekend. But both these films proved disappointing, mainly from trying too hard and using too many cliches. So I was pleasantly surprised to see another new film released May 12th on Netflix called Oxygen, that elevated my weekend viewing. Oxygen is a tense, cerebral mystery about a young woman who wakes up alone in a cryogenic sleeping pod and has to figure out how to survive before her oxygen is depleted, but with no memory of how she got there or who she is. Through patchy phone calls, internet searches, and answers from the ghostly voice of a computer interface system, our panicked woman gradually assembles pieces of her life. Oxygen felt like a combination of the 2010 drama Buried and the technological masterpiece Gravity from 2013. Filmed almost entirely inside a tiny sleeping pod and featuring only one character on screen, Oxygen could easily be monotonous, predictable, and boring. But it's really not. French actress Melanie Laurent remains captivating, shifting from confusion to fear to hope, all while under many disorienting close-ups. The pacing of the story is done so carefully, I almost didn't know I was being swept away for the film's entire 1 hour and 40-minute runtime. Oxygen opens with a shot of a solitary white rat crawling through an even whiter maze, trying to find its escape. Viewers will start feeling trapped in a maze themselves as the film takes unexpected turns and uncovers strange surprises.
Casey, this was filmed last year during the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic. What parallels did you draw from this film?
There's definitely some parallels the director was not shy about. You see a few bits of footage of groups of people wearing masks and seeing people being hospitalized. So there are bits of that, as well as the theme of extreme solitude, and the extreme solitude has actually no schedule for when it will end or how this woman will escape in the film. So I think if people watch it with a bit more patience, I think a lot more people would enjoy it. I thought it was fun.
All right, Casey, thank you so much, and we will look forward to your movie review next week. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.